This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last week, the U.S. Forest Service finalized its plan to limit overnight stays in the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on the plan as it has developed over the past year. Elizabeth, the most immediate change for backpackers and campers will be a paid permitting system at Conundrum Hot Springs that comes with a $10 reservation fee. What else is in this plan?
That is a big change, but the plan itself is actually much bigger than just the Conundrum Hot Springs. It focuses on the entire Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness. That entire area is seeing lots of overuse, big crowds, damage to some resources from things like people not picking up garbage or not picking up human feces, things like that. The idea with the plan is to limit damage to the ecosystem by limiting the number of people who will be camping in these 30 different spots that the Forest Service has identified.
So I want to talk about that idea of adaptive management, which is a key concept to this plan.
So that's the term the Forest Service uses basically to say when we start seeing areas in the wilderness being overused, then we can put measures in place to limit that damage. And the big measure that they can do is require people to get a permit. For each area that they've identified within the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness, they've set a cap on the number of campers that are appropriate in each spot. As they start seeing more people than that using those areas, then those permitting systems would kick into place. They're going to start with Conundrum Hot Springs. Coming up after that, there will likely be reservation permitting systems along the Four Pass Loop and also at Capitol Lake as soon as 2019.
So this has been a year-long public process. Were there changes based on public feedback from kind of the draft to now, to the decision?
When the draft decision came out, there were two objections that were asking for clarification or kind of objecting to the process. And the Forest Service made three fairly substantial clarifications from that draft plan. They clarified that permitting at Conundrum Hot Springs will be year-round. The Forest Service also plans to limit the number of nights that people stay. That will be somewhere between one night and 14 nights. And they clarified group size. So the maximum number of people in a group will be somewhere between 1 and 10. And again, that will depend on the site that you reserve.
So where are the fees from this permitting system going? Is this for like maintaining trails?
Eventually, hopefully it will be. But to start with this year, that $10 fee is actually just an administrative cost that goes toward the site, recreation.gov. The Forest Service is starting the process to try to keep those funds on the forest to pay for things like extra rangers and all the extra work that will go into running this new system.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.